Radio.
Hello and welcome to Next Box Gamer Radio. I am your host, UT Crazy, and this is our Christmas special, or I should say my Christmas special, and it is episode 21 of Next Box Gamer Radio, and this episode will be full of songs and just mainly full of songs, but I'll have a few topics too, but I thought I'd just make it easy for myself because it is the Christmas holidays, so shouldn't have to strain myself over it. So I'll show you with some of my favorite artists are, and maybe some songs you've never heard of. But I think our first topic, and I've discussed it in other shows, but it's seriously a weird topic to discuss. But I mean, when is it going to be like, CDs, what are those? Because they're going to be using some sort of new media that, like, no one will know what CDs really were. They're going to have something really crazy or something really small, I'm guessing. Because everyone wants something small, everyone wants something big. So something smaller than a CD and bigger than a DVD can hold, which is 4 gig. So, this next song is dedicated to whenever that day is going to come.
There are times that you feel you're part of the scenery. Oh,
And I hope you all enjoyed that song, and that's an old song, but I hope you might have enjoyed it. It's one of my favorites. I won't be playing all full of old songs like that, but I just thought I'd play that as the signature first song of the show. And that was, of course, Take the Long Way Home by Supertramp. And that's a band from about the 80s or 80s, 90s, and they broke up, but that's the end of that chapter. The next thing I'm going to talk about is, sort of computers and Xbox Live combined. I mean, I hate people that are like, well, computers, you're sitting on this computer alone, it isn't a social activity, you're sitting there playing games. When in fact, computers are one of the main sources of communication with email and MSN. And they're like, well, you can just walk over to their house and do that. It's just so much easier to do this and talk to them. And then maybe on MSN you can plan, well, oh, do you want to come over and do this? Or do you want to play a game on Xbox Live? And it turns out to be like a social event. And I don't like people that are saying that computers and Xbox Live aren't social because you're like with yourself and you're not with real people. And I hate people that are like, well, you're not with real people. Well, you are with real people. Like, the person on the other end is someone real. And sometimes, like, just, like, you don't have to, like, go and meet up with people on the internet, but just talking with different people, seeing what their interests are, that can be sometimes fun. I mean, I don't advise going and meeting them. Internet's just for fun. It isn't for, like, getting relationships and stuff. That's when you draw a line, like, meeting people online. You never know who you're gonna meet. So, this next song I'm gonna play is for all you people who are meeting people on the internet, and you should go out and go on real dates, and no, don't go into chat rooms and look for a girlfriend, or go on with a guy and look for a girlfriend. That isn't what those things are for. Those things are for fun.
Go ahead. So. Out. Criminal, I'm hitting out. In LA, no getting out. 213 pack.
it's cruel and unforgivable.
Diamonds and Guns. So, now you just heard two completely different genres and artists, and, yeah, I have a weird taste in music. I have a whole ton of different artists that I like. But our next topic, I haven't really planned it out, but I think I'll talk about, this is just a topic that was sort of bothering me, and it's on my mind. When you're buying wireless stuff, like I bought a wireless mouse. A wireless mouse is a good idea because with a mouse you're moving around and you tend to move the mouse's place and it doesn't stay in one spot. But I don't understand why you'd buy a wireless keyboard, because the keyboard stays there and your fingers move. I don't understand. That's just a waste of batteries because you have to change batteries and you can't get cradles for the keyboard. So you're just wasting batteries, basically. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. And if it doesn't make sense to you, I advise you to email me and comment on that, because we haven't gotten any emails. We just sort of read our guest book entries. So, if you have emails, send them. And, this next song is dedicated to...
I'm getting
And that song, of course, was Somewhere Only We Know by Keane. Instead of me doing the next topic, I thought I'd show you a clip from the Sean Kennedy Show on www.rantradio.com, and I hope you enjoy it a lot, so here goes.
We're going to go out and do the bowling for Columbine thing, okay, and we're going to, now, it's understandable, when people actually pick up weapons, go out of the street to, you know, shoot people and stuff, that's a bad thing. I don't advise that, okay? That's not something I go, yeah, that's a, you know, that's a really good thing. No, yeah, that's not the case. This is, in fact, a bad thing. So that's fine and all, that you want to catch these kids, you want to make sure they get help because they're doing it for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay, they become disconnected from reality. But you don't want to hype this up or say things that are wrong about this, because they don't know. What you got is you got a bunch of kids with guns who are going to go kill some bullies at their school. Okay, that's what they were going to do. But I got two different articles here. Now, check out how they phrased this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now here's the first one here from Mercury News. Now, this one is not, this is BayArea.com, okay? And then the other one's from CNN. But I'm going to go over this one first, and we'll check out how the differences between these two articles. Both about the same thing. Investigators suspect the three teens arrested in Oakland, New Jersey, just as they allegedly were about to launch a killing rampage in their small town. There's a lot of allegedlys, about to, and maybes. And found inspiration in violent computer games. Now, how the fuck do they know that? How do they know that it wasn't role-playing games?
Yeah.
How do they know it wasn't Ozzy Osbourne? No, it was violent computer games. On Monday, police said they seized three computer hard drives from the homes of Matthew Lovett, 18, and his two juvenile accomplices, and learned the name the trio had reportedly had dubbed themselves.
Reported.
There's no facts here. This guy's just fully fishing here. Warriors of Freedom. Also the name of an internet-based combat game. Okay, does anyone out there even know who the fuck Warriors of Freedom is? Because no. I'm pretty hooked in on this shit. Now, granted, I don't get time to play a lot of games, but I've never heard of Warriors of Freedom. And that's about the gayest name I've ever heard.
That's
for
a bad name.
That's a bad name. Like,
I play Warriors of Freedom.
I play Warriors of Freedom! I cast Magic Missile at the darkness. Like, shut up, fool. But anyway, you know, oh yeah, it's the internet-based combat game, so that's obviously responsible. Lovett's uncle, Thomas Crimes, said that the June graduate of Collingwood's high school, whose mother died 9 years ago, was on his computer constantly.
Oh my god, that's the first warning sign.
He was on his computer constantly. Are your kids on the computer constantly? What are they really saying here? He was on his computer constantly. He never went anywhere with anyone, Crimes said. Why didn't he go anywhere with you fucking uncle? Why don't you take him somewhere? Why don't you do something with the kid? No, he was on his computer constantly. If your kid's on the computer constantly, that's a danger sign. Among the names Lovett used in a letter left for his family was The Neo. Now, I would suggest that if you're going to be a reporter, you actually watch the fucking Matrix.
It is The Neo.
It is The Neo. No, wait, I don't have to talk to you. An apparent reference to the main character of The Matrix. An apparent reference, you think so?
It could be.
And that's both a movie and a computer game, so that's evil.
Oh my god, a computer game too.
Like, this sounds really, really funny, but when you look at it, this should be a report. This guy's way off in the realms of speculation here. It's huge! The guy hasn't fucking... He's got like three facts here. They arrested some people, and now he's talking about video games. A law enforcement official said police want to see what kind of games the suspects were playing, and if they were in contact with others who might have similar plans.
Fud, fud, fud.
Police want to see what kind of games they were playing, and then they'll go check at the local store, see who else bought Soldier of Fortune, and make sure that they're not planning to go crazy in their neighborhood and kill everyone.
What kind of music were they listening to?
What were they listening to? How were they dressed? Oh, wait for it. Wait for it.
Really?
In a statement read by Crimes, Lovett's father, Ronald Lovett apologized to the people of Oakland for what my son Matthew has done.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, your son Matthew hadn't done shit, Jack. He was going to go do some stuff. But he hasn't actually done anything. He tried to carjack somebody. Didn't work, though.
Thought crime.
So, no. He was walking around.
He did do something?
Oh, he's walking around with guns, and he was going to do something. Like, you don't go for a walk with guns and try to carjack someone. I mean,
that's not so good.
But, like, if you apologize to the people of Oakland.
Well, he didn't fuck with the people of Oakland. He fucked with the wrong guy. People of Oakland.
You know, Jesus. You know, whatever. And thanked the police officer who arrested the three and thwarted their alleged plot. Because they're fucking super terrorists, don't you know?
Oh, yeah.
I was scared up here.
Police officer Charles Entrilli chased down the trio at about 3:45 a.m. Sunday after a motorist reported three youths tried to carjack him in front of the old Oakland Public School. The motorist, Matthew Rich, 33, said he's on his way to work at Philadelphia International Airport when a youth in a long black coat stepped out in front of him and motioned to another youth in a black T-shirt. Who was on the school along. Jesus Christ, they're wearing black clothing.
Oh, my God.
He's in a black T-shirt.
They must be ninjas.
They're wearing black.
They're wearing black clothing.
Yeah.
Okay, that does not need to be in this fucking report. Was it? What color was his shoes? You know? Fuck. So what? But the guys are sneaking around at night with guns and stuff. What do they want to wear hunting or orange or what? The youth lifted his shirt, revealing a revolver that he pulled out and pointed at Rich. He said he then noticed the youth in a long coat with a pistol in his hand. The third suspect hung back, he said. The only thing I would think that these youths were going to kill me. No shit, clown, because if they were going to kill you, they would have just shot you.
Yes.
Rich said. He swerved around them, sped off, making his way to the Oakland police station. Police said they have recovered two 30-30 rifles, a shotgun, two handguns, two swords, knives, and 2,000 rounds of ammunition.
2,000 rounds of ammunition. Is that a lot of ammunition?
Not really, no. Not for a gunfight.
To carry?
It's a lot. Well, unless they got them all magged up, yeah, but 2,000 rounds isn't a shitload of ammo.
Okay.
Like, you'll go through that. Three guys will go through 2,000 rounds and fuck all. It's not going to be much of a killing spree.
Okay.
It's not at 3:15 a.m. in the morning. The firearms legally belong to Ronald Lovett, who's Buddy's father, who, of course, isn't charged, and he's not being blamed for any of this for keeping unsecure weapons and shit.
It's the black T-shirts.
It's the black T-shirts. Who was not at home, and the trio launched their plot at 3:15 in the morning. Well, where the fuck were you? You know, they're your kids, which officials said has been planned since January.
Ooh,
how do they know that? How the fuck do they know that? Police said the group planned to kill. The group planned to kill three middle school students. Okay, now that's given. They could be like, okay, Ned, Murray, and Jake are all fuckwads, and we're going to blow them away.
Yeah.
So that's fine. And anyone else who got in their way!
They know that.
Now, check this out. I draw attention to this one. The police said the group planned to kill three middle school and anyone else who got in their way. That's a hell of a statement, okay? Authorities said the youth had a hit list that had been notified that they'd been... authorities said the youths on the hit list had been notified that they'd been targets, but would not identify them. So the kids they were going to kill were told, hey, we're going to come to your house and kill you. In a rambling letter left to his family, you know, God forbid we actually talk about this letter because it might actually make a point. I'm really surprised they actually quoted this. In a rambling letter left to his family's apartment over a block of stores in Oakland's main streets, the kid lives above a bunch of stores in an apartment. Lovett indicated he planned to kill his family, but decided it would be too messy. Well, it is pretty messy trying to kill your family and all.
Yeah.
According to law enforcement officials, this is what he quoted. I thought you'd like to know I am a warrior. I am fighting for mankind's freedom. Freedom from this society. And the letter, which he signed, sincerely, me, Matthew, the one, the Neo, the Antichrist, etc., etc., etc.
That was actually in it.
Yeah, now...
Etc., etc., etc.
That's interesting that he would say that because, you know, I am a cell of Rant Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like you to know that I'm a warrior. I am fighting for mankind's freedom, freedom from the society. This is the kind of shit that you want to be really, really aware of, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really aware of. Now, let's continue on down our path of reporting on this. More on the video games. Alien Binary sent me this, and this one's from CNN. Okay? Now, notice the difference in these two reports. This is the first one here, which was fucking wild speculation at best. But what happened is CNN read that wild speculation and then built on it. This is what happens when you have a rumor mill built by the fucking media. This is complete horseshit. Check this out. Three teenagers are busted with a full arsenal of weapons.
full arsenal.
A couple of shitty old hunting rifles. A couple of handguns, which they don't even say what the fuck they are.
Yep.
It could have been fucking 22s for all we know.
Well, they're all registered handguns.
They're all registered, and it's a full arsenal.
Full arsenal. Is that what you? That's what you take?
Oh shit, yeah. Oh yeah, that's a full arsenal right there, including over 2,000 rounds of ammo. Well, that's good because you can't shoot without ammo, you know.
That's right.
So they had bullets. So three teenagers were arrested with guns and bullets. The kids allegedly intended to. The kids allegedly attended to execute a list of their enemies. Now, up here it said there were three people, but up down here it's a list of their enemies. Three is a list, but they don't say that. You could think, oh, shit, they wanted to kill 20 people.
When I say a list of people... And from the Sean Kennedy Show, and you can, they've stopped making episodes, but they're making TV episodes of his show, so you can go to rantradio.com and get all that Sean Kennedy stuff, and that's our next topic, Sean Kennedy, because he is possibly the king of radio, of talk radio on the internet, and he's on Clear Channel too. He, well, not exactly Clear Channel, but he's on the radio that you can listen in, like his, he used to be, I'm pretty sure, he still is, but Sean Kennedy, it's like hilarious. You like his show is full of funny stuff. You like that radio stuff, that video games rant, and he just is probably one of the funniest radio shows you'll ever listen to. But in the spirit of funny radio shows, I will now play yet another song. Not sure which one yet, but here goes nothing.
I'm
was, of course, the Rye Catchers, and the song was Center of the World. And that brings us into our next topic, open source. And open source is basically anything that you can get for free with no limitations. Some things are part open source, but you need to make sure you define a line between open source and shareware. Because shareware is, can be like 30-day trials, you're limited to only doing so many things with it, but open source, you can do anything with it, you can distribute it, you can, there's no limits to it, there's no like 30 days you can use it, and open source could be music, like that song is open source, it could be software, it could be games, it could be anything really, but you need to define a line between just open source and just sort of shareware. And the next song is open source, just like the Rye Catchers. So I hope you enjoy all this open source stuff. song. And if you'd like to get a CD full of open source songs, some of them aren't as good as others, but you can go to uberlito.com, and there's a thing that says Uberlito soundtrack, and that's where I got those two tracks in particular. But you can also visit the individual artists' websites, like therycatchers.com, and I'm sure you can search Google for Collide's website. I'm not sure exactly what it is. But our next topic is, well, my next topic is instant messengers, and which ones I prefer and what. And the one, first of all, the one service I prefer is definitely MSN Messenger. It's the most easy to use, it's the most user-friendly, it's what most people use. The worst one I hate the most is AIM. I don't know how to do stuff, stuff is hidden in it. Not a lot of people use it. Definitely not a lot of people that I know use it, and it's not a good piece of software. It's full of ads, like pop-ups, ads, streaming videos appear every so often. It's just full of spyware and stuff, they give you toolbars and stuff, and it's just not good. And the one client I like to use is Trillium. Oh, that was fun. I wonder how that sounds in this little thing. One client I use is Trillium. Okay, I'll talk normally. The one client I use is Trillium, and that's a client that you can use you can use AIM, MSN, and ICQ all in a good interface too, so you don't have to, it has a good interface, all the interfaces are the same. It's a ton better than AOL Instant Messenger. And right now I'm going to play two songs back to back, so I hope you enjoy these. I'm not sure who the artists are going to be yet.
Ready to play.
I can't.
The first one was, the song was Blow Me Away, and the second one was Elton John, of course. I don't know why I played that song, but I guess in the Christmas spirit, you can play songs like that. I don't know. Probably close to the finish of this episode, but now don't want to have too much music, but I think our last topic is just to say, hope all of you have a very happy holidays from all of us at Nextbox and all of our employees, and hopefully you look at our site occasionally and you'll notice some big changes over the holidays, so just come back every once in a while, pop in, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode with all my music, and I'd just like to say, have a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and keep gaming America.
Childhood fantasy. and dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list, not for myself, but for a world in need.